Questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. This week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Stop the sun's rays from causing havoc in your home or business. Solar Protective Film's window tinting blocks over 99% of the sun's intense UV light rays from peering in your room's windows and causing menacing heat, glare, and damage. Solar Protective Films will block the glare, the heat, and sun fade, ruining your ideal living or workspace. Maximize your room's interior and exterior view. Visually add modern curb appeal while upgrading your privacy and security behind your glass doors or windows. The right tin shade filters in a naturally soothing light while immediately making your home or office energy efficient and climate controlled. Privacy, security, storm-proof protection, and a shield from harmful UV. See the many options and let us personalize an SPF window tinting solution for you at solarprotectivefilms.com. That's solarprotectivefilms.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount. You're only one shade away from gaining the many benefits of home or office window tinting. SolarProtectiveFilms.com.
I hate cutting the lawn. It's like it never ends. You get done, and a few days later, time to start again. And it's getting hotter and hotter. This year, get someone else to do your outdoor chores. Gant Lawn Care. Spring planning, design work, irrigation, drain jobs, and of course, lawn cutting, care, and maintenance. They get their hands dirty so you don't have to. Gant Lawn Service, 430-7886. Competitively priced, serving from Troy to Clanton. Gant Lawn Service. Call them at 430-7886. That's 430-7886.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here we go with another March cold snap for tonight. Frost advisory in effect. The winds will die down. Clear, cold. Overnight low temperature about 36 by first time tomorrow morning. There'll be scattered frost around. Then sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. Still way below normal for this time of the year, but not a bad day. Tomorrow night's low around 40. Friday sunshine back to the low 70s. A great Friday. Upper 70s Saturday. We should be dry, but maybe some spotty showers Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high around 80, and showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Stay ahead of weather changes with our free weather app. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Get instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
No, I'm happy that the show is on the Joey Clark Radio Hour, but it's going to be a weird evening. We have two returning sidekick guests, if you will. You were on the first or second show. Peyton Jolly is back. She's on spring break.
Week one out of two.
Yeah. And Seth Spotlow is here as well.
Hey, man.
See, I love doing the show because I bring people together, but the reason I'm chuckling...
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
The reason I'm chuckling to myself is I'm preparing for LASIK surgery on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, because 2 days out, you have to start the steroid drops. And I thought, oh, it'll make my eyes a little dry. No, it has the effect of all steroids. So I feel aggressive, a little naughty.
Are you just looking everywhere? Your eyeball is just going nuts. You see everything?
I can see that fly. My peripheral vision has expanded. I can see that fly over there on the corner of that right monitor.
I'm so gullible I looked.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. I totally looked. Oh, my God.
Hey, look over there. Psych.
So last night we were allowing my roommate Jonathan, who's been on the show, to play DJ with our vinyl records, and it ended up being what I just came out with. He didn't tell us. We just let him set it on the turntable, and it was Hall & Oates, the best of Hall & Oates. You don't know Hall & Oates?
Nope, I'm not even gonna lie about it, nope.
Wow.
You don't know Out of Touch.
Nope.
You don't know. One-on-one, I want to play that game tonight. One-on-one.
No, man. See, he's giving me new music. I don't listen to anything like that. No, I'm completely lost.
I just think you should leave it to them singing.
Why?
I love you, but just leave it to them.
Well, if you love me, you would accept me, flaws and all.
I am. But
I think you sing well, man.
Leave it to them. He's trying to butter you up over here. I'm just telling you how it is.
Well, Peyton, do you know Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
You know?
I think my parents would kill me if I didn't.
What's the favorite?
Oh, I don't know. Man-eater?
Yeah. Oh, there she goes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You like that song?
Yeah.
Do you relate to it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Totally. Don't give me those look.
Yeah.
So apparently Facebook is going down the tubes.
God, sucking.
It's not just the stock price dropping and this latest thing with Cambridge Analytica. Like, oh my goodness, a political campaign tried to collect as much information as possible on the voters and use that information in order to give them propaganda or make their pitch to the voter. Shocking. I am shocked. Goodness.
It's terrible.
Oh, and then there's this guy. I haven't liked him for ages. He's been a long-time Fox News contributor. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. Oh, Ralphie boy. Every time I saw him on Fox News, he was eloquent in ways. I'm not denying his expertise from his military career, but almost every question, the answer was war. Not, what is it good for, but war. We need more and more and more war. Iran, let's go to war. Russia, let's flirt with war, even though they're a thermonuclear power. Iraq,
That was a great job. We just screwed up the aftermath. But Iraq was wonderful. Afghanistan, let's continue it for another few years. Let's also flirt with war with China. Let's bomb the hell out of Iran and North Korea. Let's continue the war in Yemen. Also, all of our bases we're setting up all over Africa, drones and special forces. Continue the drug war in probably the most hellish place on Earth, the actual highest death rates in Latin America with all the things going on in that regard. Just war everywhere. War, 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 war. And now Ralph Peters has quit Fox News. And he says it's nothing more than the propaganda outlet. Yeah, okay, so now it's nothing more than a propaganda outlet when they don't want to shill your particular brand of propaganda, Ralph. I told you I was on steroids tonight.
Get him, man. This is great.
I told you.
I was just going to let you vent.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all are here, because I couldn't just yell at the wall or that fly up there.
I did it again.
You actually looked again.
That's how I know there's a red ball up there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, at least somebody fixed the clock.
Oh, they did, yeah.
That's awesome.
We're actually on the correct time.
Yeah, though. I fixed all five at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I like clocks.
Right.
Where you have to tell the time, it doesn't actually tell it to you.
Time is just a construct.
I know, but I like when it takes work.
When it takes work?
Well, not when it takes work. When other people come over and like,
You like to seize the day?
Well, I like it to watch people
try to figure out the time.
Yeah, trying to count the clock.
Okay. Oh, an actual, like, hands on the clock, not a digital clock.
Yeah.
That's what he means by instead of telling you the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I look at my phone, it's 6:13.
It is 6:13.
Look right there. It's, like, 2 minutes until...
Thank you for getting that. Oh.
Yeah. I
get lost.
This is what you get when you introduce me to new people. We become friends.
Right. This is the goal.
And we replace you.
Yeah, sure. Because if you let me keep talking on this mic and hosting this show, I'm going to go on and on about Ralph Peters. And about how, like, everything on the news for the most part is either somebody died or here's a petty piece of crap about palace intrigue in the Trump White House.
Or tornadoes.
Way to go on the LASIK, though.
Oh, thank you.
I'm jealous on that, man. That's awesome. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen to me.
No.
I'm terrified, man, of stuff going into my eyeballs.
See,
do you wear contacts?
Yes, and
same.
Glasses and
same.
All.
See, I wanted to be done with that.
Yes, and I'm jealous. Way to
just
go.
Just like I want to be done with the war in Yemen, I want to be done with the eyeglasses, the contacts. I want it all done. And I know, because the plan is they want you to take a Xanax 30 minutes before the procedure. The way I'm going to think of it is, this is the beginning of me becoming a cyborg. That's how I'm going to think of it. It's like a laser coming in. Do I smell bacon? No, that's just your eye being cut open by a laser. You incredible being. You now have perfect vision. What's next on the upgrade list? Are you going to go to your ears, your teeth? Maybe something else? I don't know. This is where my mind will go. Not right now. I'm just telling you, this is a preview of what I'll be thinking of Friday morning while the laser cuts into my eye.
You'll be out, man. That's what the Xanax is for.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, put you down, man.
It'll put me to sleep?
If you let it.
Okay. Yeah. I like to sleep. But apparently you have to keep your eyes open, and I don't want it to be like Clockwork Orange. Like,
it's going to be like that, but you ain't going to care.
Yeah, that's not bad. They said the weirdest part of it is, like, once it gets fixed on the position it needs to be in, there is, like, some suction. They said it's a weird sensation. Now, they numb your eye, but there's still some suction going on, just so it stays where it needs to stay. And I don't want it to go Aubrey. I haven't used that word in a while. This is such a weird word coming out of your mouth. Aubrey.
Aubrey?
Yeah. Askew.
Ornery.
Ornery?
Ornery.
What's ornery?
You're getting ornery?
Ornery.
Like if you're getting a little angry. You're getting
a little ornery. I am a bit ornery. Angry for no reason.
I don't know if that's actually a word, but I'm...
We can ask Siri.
Fiery.
What in the world is going on with these steroids? Like, I don't feel myself right now.
You don't? You look a little buff.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, sitting
your sweater is making you.
That's that's not the steroid. That's not the roids.
It's the three shirts.
That's the yoga.
The yoga.
No, I was the other day. I didn't want to work out, but I got up early. You know, you have to be dedicated to the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Or more like, get up, you frickin' bum. You don't want to look like Mr. Peanut again another summer. I know when you drink tequila, you think you look like a Greek god, but no, you're not an Adonis. You look like a guy, a peanut monger, who strangely is a peanut himself. He's enslaving his own kind and selling it to human beings for consumption. It's weird.
Wow.
An anthropomorphic peanut selling peanuts is the weirdest thing ever.
He's a cannibal.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. I'm laying in bed. I'm like, I don't want to look like Mr. Peanut for another summer. I'm going to have that true. Though I hate this phrase, beach bod. It's like, no.
So you don't want the dad bod. You want the beach bod.
Yeah.
But the dad bods are in.
I mean, the dad bod does abide. It does. It's there when you need it.
There's a fine line between dad bod and big guy.
Dad bod and big guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know.
What's the difference? A fine line?
I don't know. Ask her.
What's the difference, Peyton? Dad bod, big guy.
I just say stuff and she explains it.
Well, but there are some dudes that are just big. Your father's big. He's a big man.
Oh.
I'm not saying anything bad. I met him and, like, you're small. You're not, like, crazy small, but you're small. You're fairly.
I'm short.
Yeah, you're short.
Okay, well, what he means...
Your father is gigantic.
My dad's, like, a foot taller than me. I'm 5'3", he's 6'3".
Exactly,
and you see my mom, and he's, like, another foot taller than her.
Right.
He's, like, 2 feet taller than her.
See, I would say your dad's a big guy. He's just naturally big.
That's not what he means.
Oh.
He means, like, from the dad bod, which I don't know how to describe the dad bod, but it... The dad bod.
Okay. Well, the dad bod
is... But then
is,
you got, like, the big guy.
It's the stomach. It's
yeah.
It's that beer gut.
Yeah.
You let it roll out.
Not all the way.
It's
like, you still have your abs, but your abs are a little swollen. From all the beer.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's natural.
Hey. That's very natural.
Like, your abs are just getting swollen into one big ab.
Well, you know,
instead of like a 15 pack.
Yeah.
See, and I'm not big into shaming. I really am not.
Yeah.
And especially other people. But I do shame myself. I don't think in an unhealthy way. It's like, you look a little pudgy there, Joey. You're not a fat ass. But you have, as your father put it, Joey, no acetal disease.
Yeah, I got that problem too, man.
It's a white guy thing.
Yeah, I tell big. I'm like, hey, I need somebody with a little bit more, you know, something to help
caboose.
Me. Yeah, because I don't have it.
Right.
I can reach the ceiling.
Right.
I could, you know, get something off the roof.
But I was packing on the weight, and where it goes is my face and my gut, and it creates the dad bod look.
Yep, I have the dad bod.
To kill you, make you.
But I've always wondered, because I've seen this approached in different ways, if you are a hefty person, not just a big bone person, not a big guy, but, like, you're fat. I've seen people make this decision. Do I pull the belt waistline on the pants over the belly button, or do I let the gut, like me, you know, Matt Foley, hang over the pants? So you're always adjusted. You know, I like that.
That's why I wear high-waisted pants.
Uh-huh.
And it sucks in my gut.
Yeah?
So I look skinny. Like, right now, you're like, man, she looks skinny.
She look good.
But no.
Oh, wow.
She got
come
a gut.
On, look at this, dude. All right? You got to be able to go like that.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I grabbed my gut and I juggled it.
Yeah, you got a little bit of the dad bod thing going on, man. It works. Like I said, the dad bod plays, the dad bod abides.
And I'm furry.
Yeah, he is furry.
I'm furry.
Just look at your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just catching up to your beard, dude.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm letting it go
I feel
a
like
little bit.
He's catching up with you.
Yeah, I think Peyton's right.
You got it backwards.
Well, I was winning one point in time.
Well, no, but this took me months. That took you like a week or two. Yeah.
Three.
Therefore, you win.
I'm fair enough. I'm working on it. You also have a few years ahead of me.
Yes.
You're gonna be a fit. See, I don't think. I saw a post earlier today that a woman actually held a funeral for herself for turning 30.
Oh, I saw that. I want to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that such an important age to women? I'm like, bring on 30. I'll have more money, more options.
Okay, you're
life
4 years older than
much.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to be. Every year for my birthday, my friend's like, oh, happy 22nd birthday again, because that was the best year. 22 is the
22?
Best year.
22?
Yeah.
Okay.
So In 5 years, I'm going to be 30.
Yeah?
Hopefully I have my life together.
Yeah, but imagine when you're 40 or 50.
How, what are you, 25, right?
You could do math.
I'm told, yeah, that's it. No English. I suck at it. But I'm 35, and I suck at it, but I try really hard. And it's great. Once you hit 30, slows down. Well, I mean, it sucks a lot less.
Wait, actually, can y'all hear that? Maybe it's just the steroids.
Oh, God.
But can y'all hear over there in the corner the fly? It's
what?
No, don't look. If you listen just a little bit, if we don't look, it's like the singing, dancing frog in the lead up in the Looney Tunes movies. Just let's not look at him. Listen. No, he's a terrible singer. And sometimes he goes for it and he bombs. That's what you get, Mr. Fly. But who put that thing up there? Everyone is entitled to my opinion. I'm not just saying that, folks.
Like you did that.
No, that's not me. You think I wouldn't own yeah. tapestries?
Yes.
I don't own tapestries. I barely own pillowcases. No, but this studio, we really do need to clean it out. I think it needs an upgrade.
I want to decorate it.
Yeah, I do too. But,
it needs my picture.
When was your last puff of steroids?
Yeah.
At about 4:30.
Oh.
Cool.
And I have to take one more later. Yeah.
Good luck going to sleep tonight.
Yeah, and I apologize to folks. But I really do not. I didn't expect to feel this way. I thought, steroid eye drops are eye drops, and it's not a big deal. But yes, and I had a sweet note brought to me today. Thank you for holding that in my direction, Seth. It's a
thank you lime, for delivering that to him.
Lime cream envelope. And I've already read it. It's from Leonard. And Leonard, first off, says he loves the show. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Leonard. I really appreciate it. But he would love, as Avengers Infinity War grows closer and closer. Oh, I can already hear by the... He wants us to cover it. And he would like for Jay Scott to join me.
Cool.
Talk about the MCU. Oh. Talk about... Leonard wants us to talk about how awesome Robert Downey Jr. is.
No. No, try again.
You don't like Robert Downey?
Chris Evans all the way.
Oh, you're a Captain America.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're on different sides of the Civil War. No, I'm making that up. False conflict. I actually was definitely on the side of Cap in the Civil War movie.
Yeah, like, you know...
To hell with the government.
Infinity War was supposed to come out the day I graduate on May 4th. Mm-hmm. It comes out the week of finals. So after I get done with my Spanish final, you'll know where to find me.
You can speak Spanish?
Hola, ¿cómo está?
I have no idea what you're saying.
I said, hello, how are you?
Oh, okay. I'm weird right now.
See?
I feel aggressive. As I said earlier, a bit naughty. I just...
Please don't look at me like that.
I'll look at you how I like, all right? This is my show. And for the next 35 minutes, it's my studio. So I'll leer at you if I like, sir. There's nothing wrong with leering. Nothing creepy about it.
Just a little.
Just two grown men looking at one another. Because we've become best radio buds. And you're trying to get me out.
High five! Long distance high five.
I was trying to do that without hitting the mic.
Thank you.
And again, this show is all over the place. And Leonard, thank you so much.
Yeah, Leonard, you're the man.
That is a great idea. And he left me his phone number. I'm not going to give it out.
Leonard's cool, man. I went to school with him.
Leonard's a great guy.
I ran into him at the donut shop not too long ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good cat, man.
So, you really don't know Hall & Oates?
Yeah. You know, I don't lie about my terrible taste in music, and that's not involved in it.
So, if I played, say, this song, would you recognize it?
Yes.
Yeah!
Yeah, I know that.
Then you know them.
Yeah.
This is You Make My Dreams.
What I want, you got, this might be hard to handle.
Thought it was 38 Special.
What? What? You thought that was 38 Special?
Yeah.
Yeah, they went from Southern Arena Rock to poppy synth music.
I mean, I could see where you got that,
Thank
but
you.
No.
My mom would smack me.
She probably would.
Yeah, she's a big 38 Special fan.
See, I'm, you can teach me. I want you to teach me some of your music, Seth.
It's depressing, like some of your blues.
Yeah.
But a little bit heavier.
No,
a little bit more. Get depressing.
So I recommended to you Johnny Taylor's Tailored in Silk.
Yes.
There are other good ones. Super Taylor's great. Eargasm's awesome. It's a great album. No, seriously, that's the name of the album by Johnny Taylor. It really is the name of the album. So anyway, now you have to add a Hall & Oates to the list, and we'll swap fans, and you can...
Next is Controversy.
Oh, you haven't listened to Controversy
yet? Yeah, I haven't gotten that one yet, yeah.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, that's next on the list.
The last song on that album, I can't even say the name of it on the radio.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's all sad. Now, Peyton.
Yes, Joey.
What are the young kids listening to these days? Because you know I'm 29, but
yeah,
I'm a bit of an
grandpa.
I'm a bit of an old man at heart.
I don't know. I mean,
what have you been listening to?
You know, my playlist goes from like the 80s to today.
Yeah, okay, what was in your car in that minivan driving over here?
Oh my gosh. First off, it's not my car, it's my mom's.
But you were in a minivan when you pulled up.
Shush your mouth.
Okay.
What was I listening to? Actually, I was listening to Greg.
Okay, well, Greg is... Thank you for listening to Happy Hour.
So, another question?
Okay.
Hold on, I can tell you what's on YouTube.
What's on
YouTube? That I pulled up earlier.
Okay.
We could do that.
But yeah, I was listening to Hall & Oates last night.
Oh. Tequila by Dan and Shay.
Tequila.
Yeah.
And then we also, I was preparing for the China show I did last night, which I might very well be a completely different person compared to last night's show.
Really?
Like what we've been doing for the last 20-something minutes compared to what I did last night with Dr. Don Murphy, last night was sober, somber, serious. Talking about China's economic interests, their rejuvenation, all these things. And then tonight, I'm all roided up. All over the place.
Oh, you're going to feel like crap tomorrow.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll do another few drops first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
This is doctor recommended. I just didn't know what
your eyes are going to be jacked.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We can get in like an hour yoga workout.
Man, the most intense yoga ever. There's some Insta photos for you.
See, but I can't take pictures of myself doing yoga.
Yeah, you can. There's a timer.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
But I do the yoga on the phone.
Okay, and?
So I guess I could strike a pose, put the timer on, strike a pose.
Yeah.
Let it shoot me.
I really want to be there in person when this happens.
Fair enough. That sounds like mockery in your voice.
No, just that would help you out by taking the picture. Okay. That's when you struggle.
Okay. Fair enough. But yeah, we also got on a kick leading up to... preparing for the China show I did last night. I was reading a lot of serious stuff, watched some lectures. But then I was like, well, for funsies, let's see what the number one song in China is. And it was some slow, sappy, crappy ballad. I guess the Chinese people like it. I mean, it's not that different than slow, crappy, sappy American ballads. So it's like, I'll give China a pass. And looked through a few of those, you know, Chinese hits at the time. And then went on to Russia. Russia's number one song. I don't think I can play it on air. No, I can't, now that I think of it.
Really?
Because Vladimir Putin occasionally... Well, and by the way, congratulations, Vlad. Congratulations. It's like he almost had no competition. But Vladimir Putin will sometimes say, we're different. We're untouched by the debauched West. These heathens. We are the last great hope for Christianity in the world. Orthodoxy. We are the third Rome. Moscow is the third Rome. And then the number one song in Russia... is called Drunk Groove. And, yeah. Essentially, the gist of the song is, I don't want to know. I don't want to know your name. You look so good. One shot, go. Two shot, go. I just want to do dirty things with you, babe. But they did it. They expressed that sentiment. Like, you know, what is it? Fog out. I just want to make love to you. But instead of all those words, it was one word. I just want to do that with you, babe. And I was like, wow. So the number one song in Russia is about taking shots of, I assume, vodka.
Oh, gotta be.
And just hooking up with people you don't even know their name.
Hey, man. AIDS on the run.
Russia is a crazy place. A insane place.
I wouldn't know. I've never been.
I've never been either. But, I mean, there's this thing called the internet, Peyton. You know.
That's still around.
If you took a break from me on your Snapchat.
I'm sorry, you're not my best friend on Snapchat.
Well, I've been trying to up my social media game and work
on... Hey, Instagram, you're doing well.
Yeah. You like my Instagram game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mine, you're not liking mine, but I'm liking yours.
I haven't... They haven't come up in my feed.
You need to...
Those dang old algorithms.
Algorithms.
Yeah.
You know, this newfangled world and technology.
I'm not in either one of those. I stick to the book of faces and then...
The book of faces.
Yeah.
People send each other crazy photos.
And that's sucking. Everybody's complaining about
yelling
summer.
Yelling at each other online.
It's terrible.
People getting eye surgery.
Yeah, eye
fake
surgery.
Appendages and sex robots in Europe.
And every once in a while, when I want to feel wanted, I post a picture of my kid.
Oh, and that always gets
yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, that gets like hundreds.
Oh, man. Plus. Well, it's not like that. I'm a dude. I might get like 50. But that's cool. More than 10 is doing something.
But honestly, I hope social media, as we know it, plays itself out.
It explodes.
Because I'm already burnt out on it to a large degree.
I believe it's like a drug.
Yeah?
It really is, man. Because I have a willpower, and I'm kind of crazy. So I'll stop doing stuff just for the heck of it.
Sure.
You know, like I did drinking. I just stopped. And I stopped doing Facebook because... Mm-hmm. I mean, just for the heck of it. And after, I mean, of course you get withdrawals or whatever. A couple of days, it really sucks. And then after day three, it gets better. And after about a week, you don't really worry about it. And, I mean, I found myself looking up, looking at stuff.
Oh, instead of just looking down at your phone.
And that, because whenever you go places, people, it's a go-to when there's nothing to do for 2 minutes. Everybody's scrolling down your phone.
I do that when I'm like sitting in a restaurant by myself waiting for a friend because I don't like people talking to me.
You can't. Yeah, I mean,
like, but if you came up to me and started holding a conversation with me, I'll put my phone down and talk to you.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Could you say that again? I was checking my phone.
Anyways,
84 sent me a text saying, quit picking on you.
Oh, thanks, 84.
Well, you're awesome. She dishes it out. She's going to get it back, 84. You've been warned, Peyton.
84 is, like, my favorite person in the world.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He is.
He's so friendly.
He is.
It's all them farm animals.
He's told Alex happy birthday. I have a video of him telling Alex happy birthday in January.
He is a very sweet, considerate guy.
Yeah, he's hilarious, awesome. Too.
So nice. Yeah, funny.
Yeah. Yep. Them crazy stories.
How it happens, I don't know.
Because of him, I never think of a bull.
Of the same way.
Yeah. I mean, makes me want to go cook some liver.
Think about it when you have to wake up at 5 in the morning and go milk a cow. You got to have a sense of humor.
Yeah. Because
makes sense.
I mean, for what you're doing, and I mean, you know, it smells bad, but you got to love the critters.
So, folks, you're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Again, I apologize. I'm not my best tonight. I am all roided up. I'm not trying to, you know, get fake muscles. Despite watching all sorts of wrestling recently, it's eye drops, steroid eye drops for LASIK surgery I'm getting Friday. So I'm a little all over the place. I appreciate Peyton and Seth being here, though. You're all helping to keep me on the rails a bit because if I was here by myself, whoa. Yeah. But we're also continuing on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Or educating Seth in the ways of Hall & Oates.
Yes.
So, when you, and this is a big, fat dad joke that should not get any laughs. When you said, I don't know Hall & Oates, in my head, I said, say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. You don't know that song?
Hey.
Say It Isn't So by Hall & Oates. Album of the day is the best of Hall & Oates. Listened to it last night on vinyl. I'm going to let Seth soak this in. This white boy honky R&B genius.
That is some synth right there.
Yeah.
Joey Clark. News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain-to-body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan with an NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,935 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, Lynn, got any plans tonight?
Yep, treating myself to a free meal thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
How about this weekend?
Oh, I'll be enjoying my free hotel room, also thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
Okay, how about next month?
Well, I'm taking a free trip to Aruba, thanks to...
I know, Wind Creek Rewards. I get the picture.
No, wait, it's not you, it's just...
Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Mitch on the mic, and we've got Yogi Master Katie in the studio answering your questions.
Hello, everyone.
All right, we have the first caller. Here's Ryan from Georgia.
Welcome, Ryan. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Katie. What steps should I take to maintain my zen while applying for my first mortgage?
I'm going to need to meditate on that one.
Go to a yoga master to perfect your downward dog. Go to Making Sense from Navy Federal to perfect your mortgage plan. Stretch your financial knowledge at NavyFederal.org/MakingSense. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Here we go with another March cold snap for tonight. Frost advisory in effect. The winds will die down, clear, cold, Overnight low temperature about 36 by first time tomorrow morning. There'll be scattered frost around. Then sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. Still way below normal for this time of the year, but not a bad day. Tomorrow night's low around 40. Friday sunshine back to the low 70s. A great Friday. Upper 70s Saturday. We should be dry, but maybe some spotty showers Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high around 80 and showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Stay ahead of weather changes with our free weather app. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Get instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Continuing the education of Seth Spotlow. I'm not educating Peyton because she's already hit the Hall & Oates. But this is I Can't Go For That.
More Hall & Oates?
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Hall & Oates.
I still think you should play Rich Girl.
I'll get to it.
Okay.
I'll try.
Mom, you hear that?
It's
going to try.
Dude, I gotta give it to you. All the music you're sending me to is pretty good.
Reminds me of the age-old question with Meatloaf. Do anything for love?
I love Meatloaf.
Do anything for love, but I won't do that. He's saying he would do anything.
But he won't do it.
He would go with being twice as nice. I mean, for just repeating the same old lies. But he could do all those things, but he can't go for that. Makes me wonder what he couldn't go for.
What he's saying no to.
Exactly.
You should just slide into his DMs and ask him.
Slide into? Is that the phraseology?
Slide into his DMs.
That sounds so dirty.
That's the point.
Ugh. Ew. Anyway, from that note to a more depressing note, and then we're going to have an even more depressing note from Seth. You know the Wonder Years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for people being heard, people being believed, predators being shut down. But why are we only focusing on stars? I guess they're stars. That's why they get the headlines. So, like, the next time I put on the Wonder Years, like, isn't it Joe Cocker? What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? And then, you know, they'll lend me your ears, and I'm going to see looking at little boy Fred Savage and go, oh, crap, he attacked and harassed a woman. It's like that cherubic little boy going through all the difficulties of puberty and growing up in American society and school with all the cliques and the crushes and the older brother that's the big bully that you really love. You just want his approval, but he's not giving it to you. And your dad doesn't seem to understand you, the mom, all these things. I'm going to be watching that little boy going, you know what? He's going to grow up to be a sexual assaulter. It's going to ruin the Wonder Years.
In the 60s, right? When in the 60s?
I think it was. Just ruins that.
Yeah.
And from that depressing note to yours, your favorite place, because you're a bit of you've got a vintage tilt to you.
I like old video games, and I like renting movies.
Like VHS.
No.
Betamax?
No, DVDs, man. I go to a rental store and I rent my stuff. And I like it. I mean, Netflix is good and all that. But, I mean, I can't wait for Tuesday. You know, every Tuesday new movies come out. And I get to go up there and they've been doing it for golly forever, and they're closing down.
I knew a record shop like that.
I mean, yeah.
CDs and so, I would go over there and talk Prince bootlegs with the guy, and then he shut down.
Yeah.
Can't compete with the internet.
Man, they're trying. And, but.
Oh, well. It's sad. I'm sorry,
I got,
man,
84 horror movies out of it.
Oh, so they're selling stuff off.
Yeah, they're selling everything off.
Yeah, when you close up, they sell stuff off.
Yeah, selling everything. And I told them I want all the horror movies. I want the wall of terror at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just want just horror movies. And I keep going and checking, and like all the kids' movies are gone, and the dramas and the thrillers, but not the horror.
Peyton, I've gotten to know Seth a little bit over the last few months. Uh-huh. And like his exterior is this sort of a wee bit disheveled, also a little hard edge. Like he listens to, you know, intense rock music. He loves horror movies, but underneath he's like Papa Smurf. Yeah. Like a teddy bear,
I
Papa Smurf.
I'm a little squishy.
Exactly. I think that's why you put on that front.
No, it's just how I look, man. I've always looked this way, and I'm not going to change it. And in the wintertime, I have brown gloves with no fingers, so I look homeless. It's not going away.
No, but, you know, I don't mean this to be condescending, Peyton, but I've been having trouble lately. And because you're my friend,
yeah.
I want you to help me.
Okay, I got you.
I've been having trouble looking over my big white picket fence of male privilege
mm-hmm.
into the world of women folk. Mm-hmm. How are things going for the women?
I need a more
details. Do you feel like there are barriers put up in front of you everywhere you go in society,
I mean,
as a 20-something year old?
You know
woman?
Me, I really don't care. I just give off the attitude like I don't care. You know?
Have you internalized the patriarchy then?
I don't care.
Do you feel like we should have a wall, a petition?
No. No walls.
Have you ever marched?
Mm-mm. I mean, I'll stand up for certain things, but
yeah.
That's only on how I feel.
But not
about
like
them.
You didn't go to any
women's march?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt like.
Like I'm being attacked.
Discriminated
right
against?
Right now,
I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to learn. Have you ever felt discriminated against because you're a woman?
I mean, I feel like no.
Maybe this line of questioning?
Yeah. Again, I feel like I'm getting attacked. Like you're attacking me with these questions.
No, I'm just being a silly goose.
Yeah, well, I need to take all those steroids.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be. I'm beginning my transition into being a cyborg, so.
Okay.
Starting with the eyes.
Did you get your glasses fixed from when you broke them that one time?
Yeah, they put on this, like, fancy bar-like thing that's different. See it?
Oh, cool.
It's kind of makeshift. Like, yeah,
oh.
That's the job. That's the trick. And speaking of that, I don't need those for the rest of the show.
As one of you better get used to it, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, I think we need some outside help. Let's go to Randall.
Oh.
272-9228. Hey, Randall, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? Not much. I didn't know playing all that Hall & Oates and stuff. I hope you ain't got them lights turned down like you had Monday night with you and
no,
Brad.
That's only reserved for the Baron Coleman.
I was about to say, because, man, that could give off the wrong vibe. But have you ever thought about doing, I mean, I know how you always for fun a record. I mean, like, maybe come summertime. You ever thought about doing a local night? Or, I mean, that ever cross your mind?
Local music?
Yeah, sure.
I would love to do that.
I didn't know if you got into the local scene much. I mean, do you play with anybody special?
No,
or you just,
I don't.
Is there a place that you go that we might can see you play?
No, I'm a hermit.
I know you keep saying that, but, man, maybe we can change it.
Randall?
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks for coming to the show, man. He saw me bomb the other night when I did that show. I mean, I tried. I sucked, but I tried.
This is a comedy open
mic.
Yeah,
he came.
Did he actually bomb, Randall?
No, he didn't, man. He wore it out, bro. Man, we had a good time. I even signed up, Joy.
Really?
Yeah. And I think his man, the little dude got mad at me a little bit, but I was just trying to make a joke. I didn't know, you know, I thought everybody listened to the 93.1.
Oh, wow. I totally did.
I got up there and I told them that, you know, I mean, I got up there and I said, you know, hey, I said, how many of y'all from the city? And they went, ah, you know, a bunch of them raised their hands. And, woo. I said, all right. I said, vote Jack Campbell 2019.
That's it.
And, that's it. Mic drop. Boom. Go.
Mic drop.
Oh, it was epic.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Well. Way to go.
But the best of it, well, the I guess the MC for tonight, you know, he didn't like me bringing NPR to his mic, which I understand. He, you know, I was just carrying on a joke. But what the funniest part of the whole night, Joy, the next one who got up there, her name was Amy Campbell. And she got up there and said, I am no way associated with Jack Campbell. I just want that to be known. So it was a good night, man. I had a good time. Man, they got every game you could think of, every Xbox game. They got every game that an old person, you know, grew up playing. I mean, it's just a fun spot. It really is, man. I had a good time.
Wait, have you played Xbox growing up? You're old?
No, I said if you do, like, they got every game. Man, they got, you know, the old boxes, you know, the Robo boxers, the little plastic Robo that we, you know, used
to play Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Man, if you bring a cartridge in there, they have it to play.
Well, and Randall, you said something earlier. I don't think anybody would confuse if they tuned in to 93.1, turned it up. I don't think they would confuse us with NPR any day.
No, not any day. But anyway, it was a good time, Joe. We had to go back one day. And
okay.
It's kind of like when you sign, I'll tell you what it felt like. It felt like, because a lot of people know this, when I got, it felt like a karaoke on Nitrous. That's what I told Baron. Because, you know, everybody out there can hassle you. If you don't bring the heat, you're going to feel it. You know what I mean? They're going to give it to you.
Okay. So, well, Randall, right, appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Later. Yeah, I'm still scared of going up on the open mic stage. Maybe I should go roid it up.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow, maybe, something. I don't know.
He'll let you know. He'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, you'd be pumped. You got to be confident.
Confident.
And
get
pumped.
Up there. Yeah, whoo. Eyeballs just bulging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see everybody.
Yeah. I think it could work. I don't know what I'd talk about, though.
That's, you just got to jot stuff down. As
I actually have to write?
Yeah, you got to jot stuff down.
That's the problem.
Eh.
I'm on this big kick where I don't want to write.
Huh.
It's not writer's block, I tell myself. Just I'm too busy. I'm too busy.
But it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you got a notebook on your phone. Type it.
Yeah, you're right. There are no excuses. No excuses. Play hurt. Play roided up. I'm still upset about this Fred Savage thing in the Wonder Years.
Doogie Howser is going to be next.
No. NPH?
Yep.
No.
Not Neil Patrick Harris.
Yep.
No, but I don't see it.
Hey, you.
But no, watch, I say that, and you're going to be like, Peyton.
Well, apparently, Fred Savage, is accused of attacking and harassing a woman who worked in the wardrobe department of the Fox series The Grinder. Now, given the name of that series, was NPH on it?
I bet Randy was.
Randy?
Randy
I'm
Savage.
Trying to remember what that show was even about. What was it about?
Wonder the Years? Grinder?
Yeah. Like, I feel like... Oh. I know what Wonder Years was about.
I don't know what Grinder was.
I may be 10 years younger, but I know what it was.
I don't know. I have no idea what... I've never watched
I don't even think it was on long, to be completely honest.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I know. Okay. It has Rob Lowe in it.
Rob Lowe's everywhere.
I know, but now I know what it's talking about.
Rob Lowe and Ryan Seacrest are immortal.
He was not. Rob Lowe was an actor, of course, and Fred played a lawyer.
He had like a sweater jacket with a chain wallet. That is just.
That's uncalled for.
Yeah.
You don't like the chain wallet?
Yeah, man.
I thought you were going to say you didn't like the sweater.
I love looking like Mr. Rogers.
I love the chain wallet, but not the sweater.
So. As requested by Peyton's mother, lovely mother, we're going to continue the education of Seth Spotlow.
Cool. I think I know this one.
Yeah, you know this one?
If you don't, I'm going to be very upset.
I think y'all know the song. Let's just let it go.
Rich girl, and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money.
I thought this was Elton John.
Say money won't get you.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
This isn't Elton John.
It's happy like Elton.
Well, it's a bit happy.
What is that, Elton? To take what is given you.
Love that song. You gotta love Hall & Oates. They keep it together. They keep it high and tight. Like, look at those haircuts right there.
Man. Look at that mustache.
That is a stash with a fro, and it's
only
dripping
juice.
Only he
can pull it off. Only he can.
You don't think I could pull off a Oates stash?
I thought you were gonna say what the fro does, but be like, Joey.
No, I don't grow a fro. I don't have fro hair. And I'm not getting a perm.
Are we getting you a perm?
No.
We can get some Insta curl. It's like a curl in a bottle.
No, but look at that. Look at that.
I mean, maybe if you shave like down here and keep the stash.
Look at that John Oates stash.
Maybe again, if
that
you shave
serious.
Down here and keep. I can't see it because you're covering it with your. The goatee is still there.
Oh, the soul patch is still there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also learning to play trumpet.
Okay.
If you play trumpet, you gotta have a soul patch.
Okay.
Really?
I thought it was a saxophone.
Well, either, but that's where the extra comes from. The soul patch. It allows you to steady the lips so you get that nice.
It pushes the lip back. The fuzz bounces it back.
Yeah. I need to work on that. I'm out of practice, folks. I'm still learning. It's still a beginner's level trumpet.
Do
I don't know what this
roommates?
Show has been.
Hmm? Do you wake up your roommates while playing it?
Oh, yeah.
Now it just looks like you're raising a snake.
I know.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Now I just want to hear an oboe.
No, I. How dare you bring in the oboe to this?
I'm sorry. I did this before, didn't I?
You have.
My bad.
You know how I feel about oboes? They're the least...
He likes to get an elbow to a face.
It's the least desirable woodwind, by far. Thank you for listening, folks. I'm not sure what this was. I blame the steroid eye drops. But I thank you too, Peyton, Seth, for joining me this evening.
Thank you for schooling me on the tunes, both
Thanks
of y'all.
For having me. Anytime.
Yeah.
I'll be back tomorrow night. Emily Hayes, old lady Hayes, will probably be here.
Oh.
And y'all are welcome to come back, Peyton, Seth.
Oh.
So, talk to y'all later. Bye.
Cool.